I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. The number of people in South Dakota who have died from complications of COVID-19 now tops 100. The South Dakota Department of Health reports 101 deaths. That's an increase of 3 people in one day. Union County does have one death related to the novel coronavirus. There were 94 new cases for more than 7,300 total. Governor Kristi Noem has doubled down on her hands-off approach to the pandemic by pointing to the state's low hospitalization numbers. Some health experts in the state worry that early success in managing the outbreak could be undone. They are worried by the governor's reluctance to endorse mask wearing, as well as the state's relatively low amount of testing. 7 more Iowans have died, and 669 have tested positive for the virus, for a total of 739 deaths and more than 33,200 positive cases. There are 11 new cases in Woodbury County, and the number of deaths remains at 44. There are 38 deaths in Dakota County with 5 new cases, for a total of 1,805. For the whole state of Nebraska, there are 282 fatalities and more than 20,400 positive cases. The number of people filing new unemployment claims in Nebraska surged last week to the highest level in nearly 2 months. The U.S. Department of Labor says more than 6,100 people filed initial claims for benefits during the week that ended July 4th. That's about a 46% increase from the previous week. Other Midwestern states saw increases as well. Iowa Workforce Development reports almost 11,000 workers filed new unemployment claims last week. It's the highest weekly total since late May. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.